This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Engelstad Arena today for a special edition of What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Petroleum Council meeting with the Soybean Council, the corn growers, a lot of folks coming together in agriculture and energy. Senator Kramer, part of that event at the Energy and Environmental Research Center today. So we're up here for that. And we're, of course, at Ralph Engelstad Arena on a Friday when there is a big home series. Only four games left in the regular season, and it's a big one this weekend. We had a special guest here to welcome Senator Kevin Kramer back to the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Jody Hodgson, who's the general manager. Jody, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for presenting Senator Kramer with this beautiful UND hockey jersey. Way to go.
Yeah, he's going to look green, and he's going to look great in UND green.
Isn't he, though?
Oh,
yeah.
Like
we got a North Dakota number 17 jersey here with Senator Kramer's name on the back. So
yeah.
Looking good this morning.
And 17 is a special family number because your daughters have worn 17 and Abel wears 17,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Abel wears 17. In fact, I'm pretty sure that has no chance of staying in my closet. Just so you know. There's no way.
Is there going to be an empty seat in Ralph Engelstad Arena tonight?
You know what? Should be a really good weekend. Western Michigan's really good. Obviously, North Dakota, we're chasing a Penrose Cup, right? Sitting a point ahead of Denver, so should be a great weekend of hockey.
We have a Michigan fan here that has a love for Yost. He just had a very difficult look on his face there, like
Michigan fan. That changed quickly.
But Senator Kramer has a communications director who has a family tradition of Michigan, and she was talking about Yost Arena. Of course, that's one of the legendary older facilities in college hockey. But she was commenting how this looks brand new.
Beautiful place, isn't it? I think Yost is certainly one of the old granddaddies. I could be wrong, Hanno, but I think it sat empty when Michigan played Western Michigan this year, didn't it? I don't know if they played that night, did they?
I don't know. See, the grief has begun. Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
That's right.
But seriously, this building is incredible. When you consider it was built in, you know, opened in 2001, and here we are in 2020. It looks every bit as good today as it did when it was opened.
Yeah, we're pretty darn lucky, right? And you were very involved with that, with Ralph and the group that built this place and the Engelstad family. We often refer to it as the gift that keeps on giving when you think of the economic impact in our community and what it's done for our community and the source of pride for our citizens and our university. We're just really, really lucky and great place.
It is a great place, and you keep it great. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you very much.
Jody, thank you for that. That's really cool. And thanks for hosting us.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. Hope you guys have a great day and look forward to the game tonight.
You got all kinds of these senators and congressmen and governors and lieutenant governors coming tonight. So
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, right? Our team is aware of that, of who's here tonight and who's going to be here watching them tonight. And I think that's one of the things that makes North Dakota special.
Well, don't blame it. Don't blame the politicians if they don't distract them.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope they're as unimpressed with us as everybody else in Washington is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jody. Appreciate it very much. 9 past the hour. Senator Kevin Kramer here for the whole hour. Your questions and comments are welcome. Already call stacking up, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. James and Mandan, you're first to go. I'm going to go to you in just a moment, but I first have to ask you, Senator Kramer, about, 24 hours ago or so, you were on with us talking about a war, Russia's war on Ukraine. What is the latest? What are you hearing?
Yeah, a couple of things that I'm picking up, but probably not new news for a lot of folks. But first of all, I think there are actually some of our own military experts that are pretty impressed with Ukraine's ability to fight back. I do think a lot of people still remember the Ukraine of 2014, when Crimea was taken, rather easily. And then we know that the Ukrainian military is obviously much better prepared, has better equipment, better weapon systems, but they are still greatly outgunned. So, while their fight has been impressive, as we know, the Russians are at Kiev now, that the capital. I you know, I would expect before very long, and I, this is not based on any specific intel, that the government of Kyiv and Ukraine needs to start negotiating it probably at gunpoint almost. And I don't want to over-dramatize it, but clearly this is not where they want it to be. And, you know, peace will come one way or the other. The problem, I think, and the thing that we have to prepare for, there's really two things I think we have to be prepared for. One is the citizens of Ukraine are not taking this lightly. And that means if there's a puppet government put in place, a Putin puppet, that is not going to go over well with the Ukrainian people. They now know they've had a significant taste of freedom. They like freedom. It's their country. It's not somebody else's country. They're going to fight for it, and this fight won't go away, you know, when there's some sort of a peace agreement agreed to by the governments. There will be the dissidents and separatist movements within Ukraine. So this could go on for a very, very long time at some level. The other issue we have to be prepared for, and I think are preparing for it, although I've been a little surprised at how unprepared some people have been for this moment, not seeing what was obvious, I think, to a lot of other people. But that is that if any of this splashes over into the neighboring states, this is why we have some 12,000 American troops on the front line, NATO front lines. It's why other NATO nations have troops. It's why they're prepared to, you know, send another 40,000 NATO troops that are always in the ready. Because if any of this spills over into, say, Romania or Estonia or Poland or any other NATO nation, then it's war with all of Europe. It's not just it's not just Ukraine, and I don't mean to say just like it's a small matter. It's not. It's the largest land war, you know, since World War II in Europe. So, you know, then we really have to, as Americans, be prepared to have a serious discussion about what the response would be. The other one thing, Scott, and I'm interested in what callers would have to say about this as well, but because I know there's a lot of secrecy that surrounds America's capability to both defend cyber attacks and to respond to cyber attacks. And, what constitutes an attack? That's, you know, ironically one of the definitions, right? What's an invasion? Is it an invasion if Russia hacks into the grid in the United States and shuts down all of our electricity?
Yes. Yeah.
How about if it's our communication system?
Yes.
Yeah. Natural gas pipelines, oil pipelines, yes. So we really do have to, have serious discussions about all of that. Now, I want to assure people a lot of those discussions have taken place and are taking place. We have a cyber force, of course. And we have a space force, which, has a lot of the communications infrastructure. So, that's taking place, and there are a lot of things you'll probably never hear about that maybe are taking place. I don't know right now, but this is a whole new world.
I've heard a lot of praise for our intelligence community in being so accurate about what confuses me about that is we don't seem to have done anything with it.
We don't seem very intelligent.
I don't know. I mean, if our intelligence is so good about what he was planning to do and what his assets were, why weren't we doing something about it long before he decided to head for Kyiv and take out?
Well, so this has been one of the debates, right? Do we do preemptive sanctions, or do we wait until there's an attack and an invasion, and then we're going to sanction him as a punitive measure? I lost that debate along with a lot of other Republicans with the president, who did not want to do preemptive sanctions. I was of the belief that as soon as he did an invasion, a cyber invasion in Ukraine, which he did as recently, as long ago as a couple months ago, and that constituted an invasion. When his surrogates, initiated a cyber attack on Colonial Pipeline, a successful one, on Colonial Pipeline, shut down the Eastern Seaboard for all practical purposes, much of the transportation infrastructure in our own country. We didn't really respond. So, but we lost that debate. The president always felt like we had more leverage with future sanctions. Leverage for what? Not to deter, obviously. So there's that. On the other side, remember, though, that all of that intel was not wasted. That intel was presented to the Ukrainian government and Ukrainian officials. When I was in Ukraine a month or so ago with some of my colleagues, met with President Zelensky, one of the things that struck all of us, and I think you and the country heard us talk about this, was just how relaxed they seemed to be. because they'd become so accustomed to living with Russian forces on the border, not in the mass that they were putting together, but they were so accustomed to that and the shelling. Remember, 14,000 Ukrainians have died since 2014 when the Crimean War began, and they just sort of, you know, over time became used to it, I suppose you could say. And so everything from the man on the street to the man in the, you know, in the president's seat seemed a little more relaxed than we were comfortable with.
I hope we're all praying for this, because this looks to me to be good versus evil in the classic sense.
I agree, and I think we have to be, you know, we have to remember Ukraine is a nation. First of all, it's a landmass that looks a lot like North Dakota. It's very large, but it's big wheat fields and very agrarian, energy rich. But they are a former Soviet state that still acts a lot like Russia. And so
it's evil.
It's evil. There's corruption there, but at least they elect their officials.
Senator John Kerry said some interesting things about this Ukraine crisis. We'll talk about that with Senator Kramer. Plus, there's a Supreme Court nominee from the Biden administration, and your calls when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Kramer. Don't go away.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
By our friends, Swanson Hyperbarics. There is a big event coming up that I want to put on your calendar, folks. It'll help you take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment. It's a free educational presentation. One of the nation's top experts being flown in for this, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Scott Scher. He's an integrative HPOT physician. This is Saturday, next Saturday, week from tomorrow, 3 p.m., you can also find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, which is now open. And you need to know this. There is relief from chronic fatigue. You can hear about breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. Patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. The therapies, the breakthroughs are amazing here, okay? I've just named three. There are so many more. Next Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. A free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics and the Swanson Foundation. More information at swansonhyperbarics.com. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today, live from Grand Forks. Our conversation will continue with Senator Cramer and your calls, questions, and comments in just a moment. I'd like to get your reaction to John Kerry. John Kerry, of course, the former Secretary of State under the Obama administration and now the climate czar. He's a little worried about this situation in the Ukraine for different reasons than you might be.
I'm concerned about Ukraine because of the people of Ukraine and because of the principles that are at risk in terms of international law and trying to change boundaries of international law by force. I thought we lived in a world that had said no to that kind of activity, and I hope diplomacy will win. But massive emissions consequences to the war, but equally importantly, you're going to lose people's focus. You're going to lose certainly big country attention because they will be diverted, and I think it could have a damaging impact. So, you know, I think hopefully President Putin would realize that in the northern part of his country, they used to live on 66% of a nation that was over frozen land. Now it's thawing, and his infrastructure is at risk, and the people of Russia are at risk. And so I hope President Putin will help us to stay on track with respect to what we need to do for the climate.
No, I know it's sort of stunning to listen to the first time, and it's almost more stunning the second time. He certainly hopes, imagine this, he's expecting, this is a former Secretary of State, expecting Vladimir Putin to help us keep our focus on what's important and climate change. And he's going to, does he not realize Vladimir Putin pollutes, puts more greenhouse gas emissions into the air every single day at a growing pace while the United States reduces ours? John Kerry, we're the good guys, Putin's the bad. U.S. good, Russia bad. Not complicated, Scott. Not complicated.
And
worship to him. It's worship to him.
I was going to say, these are zealots on climate. And nothing would disrupt them from... And I'm just stunned by that. And is that feared? Is that feared by anybody? Does anybody take that seriously?
Well, not Russia for sure. I don't know. I wonder, Scott. So that's a great question.
They should be laughing.
Well, for the most part, you think certainly in Normalville, USA, out here in the middle of the continent, they are. But I do think there's some people that take that seriously. I bump into people all the time. I see people all the time in Washington that, you know, that live in this fear. We have a generation we've raised largely to be afraid that, you know, that the earth warming is somehow going to, you know, is an existential threat. This alarmism is what makes it difficult to do good public policy that actually is good for the environment, that actually does reduce emissions of all types, because this type of alarmism is what people just sort of roll their eyes at and say, well, this isn't serious.
James and Manda, let's get you in here as the Talk Radio Town Hall is on with Senator Kevin Cramer. Calls at 258-0550. Texts at 237-1590. James, go ahead for Senator Cramer.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Senator Cramer. So, first of all, good discussion on Ukraine. I think it's interesting. Borders are important to John Kerry. That's interesting. So,
right. Great. Good point. Right.
So, yeah, that's interesting, first of all. And then another quick thing. I don't know if you guys heard about the rumor going around on social media that one of the reasons that Putin wants to invade Ukraine is to expose the Biden corruption and some of the other corruption of Washington because he's sick of being blamed for it. I thought that was kind of, it's not the craziest thing, but I just thought it was interesting. So your take on that after I'm done.
Well,
and then the last
thing
real quick, and then I'll listen. The thing with on the earlier information from the Chinese company in Grand Forks, for those that have been living under a rock for the last 20 years, we are in a cold war with China. We're in an info war, we're in a security online security war. They want to own us, and they know they can't do that by force right now because
right.
you know we're still there. So what do? You buy up the debt, you move in, and for anyone that thinks that they don't have plans and that wasn't strategic, and that that's not going to affect our national security, you better check yourself. And I think it's funny that the guy you had on, Scott, earlier, that we said, well, is that going to jeopardize our national security? And just because he said, well, we sell soybeans to them, that is the dumbest argument I think ever. And to think that they don't have other plans, we better check ourselves, because otherwise, you know what, we deserve everything we have coming to us. So, and I'll listen to your responses, Senator.
Thank you, James. Is the caller right?
About a whole bunch of things. First of all, with regard to China, let's start where he ended. With regard to China and investment in the United States, first, he said, unless you've been living under a rock for 20 years, actually a pretty good illustration, because for 20 years, they've been sneaking up on us, so to speak, and we've been willing participants with China. Remember, it goes back even a little longer ago than that. I remember hosting two Chinese ambassadors to the United States when I was economic development director. Both of them were named Ambassador Li, ironically. And one of them I brought up here to Grand Forks. Spoke to a whole bunch of Chinese students here at the University of North Dakota. And at that time, they were really working on us, you know, North Dakota leaders, Governor Schaefer at the time, to encourage our congressional delegation at the time to support China's entrance into the WTO. In other words, normalizing trade relations with China.
Open the door.
Open the most favored nation status. This was a really big deal to them. And so since that time, the theory always was that if the Chinese people became more acquainted with capitalism, you know, that we'd build this relationship, that they would see the error of their communist ways. Well, exactly the opposite has taken place over the last 20-plus years. And they've become very good at infiltrating. Many countries have literally kicked their students out. I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything with China. God knows we'd love to sell food to hungry people. I think we should sell more food to Cuba, quite honestly. But the hungry people are one thing. Bringing the investment in is quite a different thing. They just as a general rule are very, very good at it. Now, he said some things too I'd like to speak to, because I do go into the SCIF. That's the
hold that thought. I want you to tell us a little bit about that when we come out. We're going to a break here. And James, rest of your answer coming up in just a moment. Senator Kevin Cramer and a whole host of calls behind him. Text as well. So stay tuned. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Fish and fries today in Valley City, the home cooking and grab and go convenience. How about cabbage rolls? That sounds pretty good. The chicken is on West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fried or baked. Beef Mac on 12th and I-29. Meatloaf on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo today. Beef tips and gravy in Glendon. Yulin Meatballs. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It should be noted it's not official yet, but President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
Two sources familiar with the Biden nomination process told Politico Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his selection. Ukrainian President Zelensky posted on social media that he was not afraid to engage in talks with Russia if it could halt the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, the Kremlin announced Friday Russian President Vladimir Putin is prepared to send a delegation to negotiate with Ukrainian officials over Ukraine's neutral status. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Before the top of the hour, we're in Grand Forks today at Ralph Engelstad Arena. There's a gathering of North Dakota leadership with Senators Hovind, Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, of the corn growers, of the soybean producers, a lot of great agriculture and energy alliance today. So we're here to cover that for you and, of course, doing our regular Friday town hall. Brought to you by today by our friends at Patriot Mobile, by the way. Remember, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or you can call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. Multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT. Back to James and Mandan's questions here.
So James was asking, you know, just referencing the general opposition to Chinese investment for some very good reasons, and I just wanted to say that he was talking about their advancement on us economically, militarily.
As you remember, were talking about the
Armed Services Committee. I've sat in the SCIF, the Secure Communications Facility, many times, and most of the time, the one issue that's most often, you know, important to us from a security standpoint is China. China's advancements in technology. We all know, the world knows, that they had a very successful test flight of a hypersonic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, a missile that we lose track of for several minutes while it circumvents the globe, literally orbiting the globe in a backwards configuration. I won't get into it much more. Maybe I've already said too much, but you know, that's been very public. Their ability to do that is kind of unbelievable. It stunned the world. Well, so they steal our technology, they perfect it. They build, as you know, these fake islands, their own islands out in the South Pacific Sea to take more territory. They steal intellectual property from everybody that they go into business with. In fact, even stuff we sell to them.
Okay, you've told me enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, what you've just described would help me to believe that there should never be an entree for a CCP individual that owns a majority of Fufeng to locate a company, build a plant of this size in North Dakota within eyesight of the Grand Forks Airport.
So that's my instinct, Scott, but I also want to give deference to the people that are doing the due diligence on this, that they do all the risk analysis, consider the risks, mitigate all risks, and that maybe can all be done. I don't know, but that maybe that can be done. The Grand Forks Air Force Base, obviously really smart people, the mission, the very advanced missions that are coming to the base that we know of that we can't talk about yet. You know, the fact that there's a space mission at the base, that we have a space station up at Cavalier. We have a lot of capability to block spying and to even use, you know, counter, do some counter spying. But all of that said, there are people who are going to make those decisions. My only thing is we need to consider China in general, certainly the Chinese Communist Party, which anything in China is part of that. Anything comes from China is part of that. And there's both stated and known goals and the nefarious activity.
If this was up to you, would you say no?
I would not entertain it personally, but it's not up to me. But what is up to me and what I'm responsible for is to use all my assets to give as much counsel and advice and provide resources to the leaders that will make those decisions.
Texter says, I work for the military and the federal government. Too many years to ignore that federal agencies will allow other agencies, states, communities, companies, and individuals put years of planning and millions of dollars of funds into a project before weighing in and then screwing the whole thing up.
Well, and there's that.
Yeah,
right?
So another, you're sort of saying trust the apparatus to provide the right information. This guy's saying, hey, I've been there, done that. It won't happen.
There's something to that. So one of the things about what he's just texting to you, he or she just texting to you, is that what oftentimes happens is you'll hear things quietly that people won't say publicly. And that's very difficult for leaders because that puts them in a bad spot. That's why I've made available the assets that I have and want our government to use all of them to do as much of an analysis from a national security standpoint as possible before they make the decision, not after they make the decision. Because you hate to have the decision made, have the investments made, have people, you know, make pledges of crops and whatnot, and then eventually plug gets pulled because, you know, somebody in some intelligence agency says it's a bad idea.
Let's keep going with calls here. Great call, James. Call again.
Yeah, really good call.
You brought a lot to the table there. Trent and Douglas for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Trent.
Yep. Morning. I was just calling here because in regards to Ukraine there, I don't know if anybody's thought about this, but a lot of the way this is taking shape is very comparable to World War II, when Germany invaded Poland.
Yeah.
And I know Lindsey Graham already made the comment yesterday on Fox News. I happened to catch it. I was in the pickup, but I'm not stealing his quote here. I'd already thought about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure
believe me, usually, yeah, he usually puts a funny twist on it. But
Lindsey probably got it from you.
He probably did.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been into history, and World War II is one of the main ones I know about.
Sure.
And with Neville Chamberlain, when he was trying to negotiate with Germany about invading Poland, you know, it was the same kind of deal. They thought, oh, well, we can be diplomatic about this, and I don't know about how the sanctions and stuff worked back then, but I imagine it was... They had their similarities, but, he even brought back Chamberlain, that is, a paper to England and said that he had a signed paper with Hitler that he wouldn't do any more aggression. And, well, we know how all that took place.
Do you see parallels?
Well, actually, he's drawing some pretty good ones. Just as an example... Hitler promised, right, that he wouldn't invade anymore, that he wouldn't expand. Remember, Russia in 1994 was a signatory to what's called the Budapest Memorandum, signed by Russia, the United States, and the United Kingdom. The reason this is important is because this gets to our obligation. And that what the 1994 Memorandum did, and remember, that was post-Cold War. That was after the successful collapse of the Soviet Union. And George Herbert Walker Bush was the president at the time. We signed that recognizing the sovereignty of Ukraine and the integrity of their borders at the time. This was something Russia signed on to. So here we are, well, 8 years ago when Putin went into Crimea and annexed that. 14,000.
What do we do about that exactly?
Yeah, well, Barack Obama sent blankets. They asked for kinetic help, defensive weapons. He sent them blankets to Ukraine.
But I don't think if we went over to Columbia Mall today and found 50 people randomly and asked about that very simple history, or for that matter, even what happened in World War II,
right,
you'd have most people comprehending these connections and the the cost of American weakness.
Well, it is an important point, Scott, and I do wonder how quickly, when this is said and done, and it could be done fairly quickly, unfortunately. You know, I mean, you can't expect Vladimir Zelensky to not do something. He's going to have to.
Right now, he's telling his people to literally the people of Ukraine to use Molotov cocktails.
Yeah,
I mean, that just makes me weep.
Me as well. But at some point, they're going to have to negotiate some sort of an outcome here that's going to be awful, and Russia's going to take the country, or at least put in its own leaders, and you'll have these wars going on forever.
But it could be over quickly, but it begins. We have another Cold War here.
We have another Cold War. I think that's one of the things, frankly, that Lindsay was talking about, obviously. But we have these other obligations with our NATO allies in the region, and if this splashes over, or if Vladimir Putin says, well, this was easy, I think I'll go for Poland next, then we've got more to do. So anyway, all of that's a very good call, very good insights. Really, if you want to get really dig, you can go to World War One, and prior to that, you know, what Ukraine was all about, then World War One, then World War Two, and then, of course, the Cold War. It's been a mess for a long time. But right now, we recognize it as a sovereign, democratic country, and that's what our obligation is.
Paul in Grand Forks for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Paul, you're next.
Hi there. Hey, I know the Russian thing is the big deal, but have we forgotten completely about the million people coming across the southern border? And what are we going to do about that?
Yeah.
It seems as though that's been swept under the rug. I feel like there's nothing being done about that. And Biden sitting on his hands and just allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted that you guys have not raised hell. I don't care if you get the UND marching band that run up and down the Capitol steps every day and drum up some support for stopping that. That's going to eventually kill us. We're being invaded. Not in a way that's not much different than what's happening in Ukraine without the bombs and guns.
Paul is speaking for a lot of people right now.
For sure. But remember, it's the same president and the same policies that opened the southern border. Not open it, facilitate it. They have literally ordered our Customs and Border Protection agents at the border to help people come across illegally. They facilitate it to keep them safe from the human traffickers and whatnot. So
how do you raise holy hell? That's what Paul wants.
Right.
We know why it's happening. What do we do about it?
Elections. I mean, I know it sounds too simple to be true, but it is the truth. For 4 years under Donald Trump, the border was shut down. It wasn't happening. And by the way, Vladimir Putin didn't invade Ukraine.
How do you extract a political cost from these people that they have to do something sooner than November of 2022?
Well, this is why we have elections every 2 years, Scott. But you do what he's doing. You do what we do all the time. Republican senators going down to the border, raising the issue, bringing the media with us. A media who doesn't really want to cover it.
No,
they're
kidding.
Complicit in this same thing. So you could start boycotting, your local media outlets that aren't willing to cover this. We in North Dakota cover it. Our media covers it quite well. If John Holman or Kelly or I go to the border, they cover it. When we introduce legislation, they cover it. We do a lot of things, of course, to raise attention to it. But until you make political changes, it's going to be going to be darn tough.
It'd be nice to see every Republican elected governors and congressional members to really take this on in their states.
They kind of are. I mean, governors really have.
We've got to expose it every day. More after this with Senator Kevin Cramer.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, They use the same calories as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT. PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsta blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, distorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today from Ralph Engelstad Arena. We're in Grand Forks today, talking about the alliance between ag and energy, and I just want to give you a quick chance to talk about that and what you're participating in here today. Do you see this alliance going to a whole new level because of the ESG, because of the target on the back of both agriculture and energy from the climate extremists?
Well, it's really important, yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of good that can be done. And what's so great about EERC and really North Dakota in general, and certainly University of North Dakota and other schools, we're innovators. And as Doug Burgum likes to say, innovation, not regulation. We can do a lot of good, solve a lot of issues, whether it's climate or pollution in general, efficiency, all these things with innovation, and they're doing it, and they're doing it right here. So, and then just the conversion of facilities to other useful facilities and sort of the new energy economy, combining the you know, the traditional and the legacy with the new and exciting. This is what we do best here.
I feel sometimes that agriculture is such in the fabric of our DNA and has been, obviously, from before even statehood, right? That energy becomes the kind of shiny new object. And so much is happening so fast. But these two really can help each other. I mean, this bond here with the carbon capture opportunities that are there, and not to mention the joint forces against this this giant target from the extreme environmentalists.
That's the biggest thing, Scott, I think, is the collaboration. The coming together creates an alliance that's much better equipped to push back against the extremism, because they're real solutions. And by the way, our agrarian roots that you reference, that's what makes us so much better than so many others, is that sustainability of natural resources is as natural as the resource.
Right.
Who wants a sustainable community more than a farmer? Every year he has to grow a new crop on the same land.
Well, therein lies why Vladimir Putin decided he wants Ukraine, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's a big part of it. We talk about the energy aspects of it, and they're a big part of it. But Ukraine is like the third leading producer of cereal crops in the world.
25% of the black soil in the world. One-fourth of the black soil in the world is in Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, that's why places like RDO and Titan Machinery are in Ukraine.
Howie Dahl.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why they're there.
Joe Biden, I know this is a real surprise, decided to make today the day that he announced his nomination. That can't be an accident.
Yeah.
Try and change the subject. But Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson had long been rumored to be, because, of course, this president loves identity politics, and he had already said it was going to be a black woman,
according
to the Supreme Court. Your reaction to his selection?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Judge Jackson. I mean, again, not a big surprise. She had, you know, she's been on the court. She was a district judge and then a circuit judge, and now being nominated for the Supreme Court. I've actually had the opportunity to vote on her confirmation once before, or her confirmation to the circuit court. I voted against her. And the reason I voted against her was for a couple of basic reasons. One is that she, in 2013, when she, in her confirmation hearing for the district court, she emphatically stated to of all people, of, you know, the late former senator, or the former Senator Colburn, and from Oklahoma, and she emphatically stated that she does not believe that the Constitution is a living document. Remember that whole argument is it living, or, you know, in other words, the liberals love this living document that can change with their culture. And she rejected that notion. She will no longer reject that notion. So when she came before before the Judiciary Committee for the latest nomination process, she wouldn't state the same position. So she's changed her positions to a more liberal position, and that's concerning right out of the chute. I'll look forward to meeting with her, talking to her about things that matter. As you know, my number one issue for justices and judges is, what's your position on states' rights and cooperative federalism? And, you know, maybe I'll use some examples. There's a big case, by the way, people may forget about if they're not paying close attention, and who'd blame them these days. On Monday, the Supreme Court of the United States takes up the West Virginia versus EPA decision, which has got a lot of ramifications for North Dakota in the energy sector. That they'll hear those arguments on Monday.
John and Minot, last call of the day for Senator Kramer. Go.
Hello?
John, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I noticed that when the Russians came in, they went pretty much directly to Chernobyl. And I know that's in direct line. However, it really seemed like you would avoid that area because of the radiation and stuff. It just sounds a little fishy. It seems like something is there that they wanted to go after.
Yeah, I don't know about that necessarily. You're right, they did go to Chernobyl. Now, you know, they had troops stationed in Belarus, and of course Chernobyl is right across the border from Belarus and in direct line to Kyiv. So it is a power plant, obviously. We all know the famous Chernobyl nuclear accident. Whether they wanted something or not from there, or trying to find nuclear materials, is what you may be referencing, that there could have been some, that may still be some nuclear materials. That's possible, I suppose, but I don't think Russia is short on nuclear materials, and if they take the country, they're going to probably, you know, take minerals. They're pretty rich in some of the minerals, but So you may have be onto something there, but I also think we have to recognize that it was pretty easy in terms of an early strike.
These are interesting times in which we live.
They sure are, Scott.
Yeah. And I'm praying for the Ukraine. I'm sorry, Ukraine. I keep saying the Ukraine.
I know.
And people notice when I say
it. Do they?
Oh, I get texts. Yeah. I'm telling you what. Yeah, Ukraine. Anyway, thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Scott.
Senator Kevin Cramer here every Friday for the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you today by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Search their inventory at schwannbuickgmc.com. They got new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. You better get in there and get them before they're gone. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.